Shalom Rabosa, today's daf is Erev and daf Chaf Beis. We're on the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, about 8 lines up. Amar Rav Amnuna, we're in the middle of some Agadata about Shlomo HaMelech. So the Gemara says like this, Rav Amnuna says like this, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Vayderech Shloshes Alefim Mashal Vayishiro Chamishava Eleph? So it said, Malamech Amar Shlomo Akaldavar Vedavar Shal Torah Shloshes Alefim Mashal Akaldavar Vedavar Shal Sofrim Chamishava Eleph Taimim. Shlomo HaMelech gave 3,000 reasons for every din d'araisa, and 1,005 reasons for every din d'rabbanan. Right? Apparently, Shlomo was kind of smart like that. Darsh, Rava Darshan, Madichtiv was mean when the Pasuk says, V'yeser Shahaya Kohelas Chacham Od Lime Das Es Ha'am, V'ozen Chiker Tikein Mishalim Harbe. So Lime Das Es Ha'am, that means the Agmar Yavisimani Taimim, V'az Brava Maid Damila. That he gave, he learned Torah, or he taught Torah, probably more accurately, with the Tamei HaMikra, with the Trup. Trup is not just something that we do so it sounds nice. Trup is an ancient Indian. The Azra, and he explained them with good parables. V'izin chiker tiken mishalim harbe, and what does it mean? He made a lot of parables. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Batchila haisa Torah doma l'kfifa she'en ba'oz naim. Originally, the Torah is like a basket that did not have any handles. Right, those naim are usually ears, but perhaps here we're talking about Torah Shabbat Peh, so something that you have to hear, right, you give over by mouth. So perhaps that's the reason they use that word. Ad Shabbat Shlomo v'asa la'az naim, so until Shlomo Melech came and made handles for the basket and made the Torah more accessible and more understandable for everyone else. Kvuto zav tal talim, amar chista amar ukva. You can learn out piles and piles of halachos from every little crown, every little point, every little thorn, literally, in the letters in the Torah. Shchoros ko'orev, b'mi ata motzan. The pasuk says, "Black as a raven." Where do you find people who are learning Torah? Big time talmid chachamim. Someone who goes early at night, early and late to the Beis HaMedrash, right, to play on Orev is Mayriv and Shachor is Mashkim, right? Similar language. Rabba Amar, Rabba says, Mashkir Panav Alehen Korev, someone who makes his face black from effort, from toil, from exhaustion, like a raven, right? That's someone who's going to have a high, going to be a big tzaddik, I guess a big Talmid Chacham rather. Rava Amar, Rava says, "B'misha meisim atzmo achzori albanav v'albnei beso ka'orev." Who's going to be a big Talmid Chacham? Someone who is a little bit chutzpahdik to his children and his family, like a raven. A raven apparently is not so nice to its kids. Kiyader Ravada Bar Masna, just like the story, kind of far out story, but we'll try and explain it as best we can. When Ravada Bar Masna have a kazal be'ravi, wanted to go to the Beis Medrash. And Amar Leila Debisu, his wife said to him, "Yenuki didcha ma'avid lehu. What am I supposed to do for your kids? What am I supposed to feed them?" She was asking for parnasa. Amarlah mishlimo korme ba'agma. Are there no more vegetables in the swamp? Right, go pick some vegetables that are growing in the swamp, and then you could feed them that. So now, obviously, that is a little bit harsh, and that's perhaps not for everybody. Obviously, when people get married, part of the ksuba is to support your wife, support your family, try to take care of everybody with the parnasa. I will just note that we find this to be crazy. On the other hand, unfortunately, all of us have a lot of excuses when it comes to either learning Torah or going to the Beis Medrash. So, in a chinami, this seems to be extreme, and you may be correct in that, and it could be very possibly that that's just for select few people, the great, great gedolim, who are really supposed to be sitting and learning 18, 20 hours a day. But I will just say on the other extreme, right, how easy is it for us to not go to the Beis Medrash and say, "Oh, I need to work more hours, or I need to do this, or I need to do that to take care of my family." And really, very often, your family would be fine without, if you spared an hour to go do whatever, to go learn some more Torah, right? Obviously, if you're listening to this shiur doing the Daf Yomi, so you certainly are learning. So I don't mean to; it's not a critique, but all right. Either way, that's perhaps one way to say in terms of this Gemara. Okay, let's go weiter in the drasha. So Mishalim, the son of Al Panav La'avido, Kadosh Baruch Hu pays the people who hate him his destroy them, or to people who hate his face. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, what does that mean? El Mali Mikra Kasu V'Yefshar La'amro. If the Pasuk wouldn't have written it, I wouldn't be able to say it. But Kiviyachol, it's as if to say that Adam no se masway upon him, as the Kosh Baruch is as if he's carrying something on his face, and he wants to throw it off. I mean, he gives the Rishayim, Mishalim Lason of Alpanav, right? He pays the Rishayim from his face, meaning it's almost like he's throwing them reward even though he doesn't really want to, right? Just kind of get this out of here, I guess I have to give it to you, even though I don't really, Kosh Baruch says I don't really want to. Oh, Yachar Lasono, right? He won't delay to those who hate him. Amar Rabbi Ila Lasono of Udolo Yachar, he's not going to delay the schar for the people who hate him to the Rishayim, Amal Yachar the Tzadikim Gemurim, but he will delay schar to the Tzadikim, and that's good because that's Ol Nava. It's obviously much more schar than Ol Mazit. Finally, Dabar Rabbi Shul ben Levi, my dechtiv was mean, as the pasuk says, Asher Nochim Tzavka Yom Laso Sam, Hayom Laso Sam, V'lo Lamachar Laso Sam. Meaning today we have to do the mitzvot. That's this world. That's Ol Mazit. The Machar, in the next world, that's already not time to do the mitzvos, but Hayom Laso Sam, V'lo Machar Kabal Schar. Now we do the mitzvos, and then tomorrow, the next year, the next lifetime, and Olam Haba, that's when we're going to get the real reward from our work. Amar Rabbi Chagai, V'itema Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. My dechtiv was mean was Buzik says Erech Hapayim, that we're going to say Yamim Noraim coming up. Erech Hapayim Rav Chazav Emes. What is Erech Hapayim? So Erech Af Miboyle. Right. What's a Hapayim? A Hapayim is plural. Almost like faces. These faces slow. It literally means slow to anger, but. Slow to, I guess, upon him is faces. I take it back. Erech Hapayim means you're slow to anger. What's the dual anger? Ella, Erech Hapayim the Tzadikim, and Erech Hapayim the Rishayim. Right? He's slow to the Tzadikim, and he's also slow to the Rishayim. Except that the Tzadikim are getting reward, and the Rishayim are getting punishment. And both of them are receiving it in the next world, but one is positive, obviously, and one is negative. Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, so now the two doubts. We had said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Beis Asayim, that again the space around for the Pasi Biros can be up until a Beis Sosayim, which is two saw, which is 50 amos by 100 amos. So by the way, they asked the question, Bor Upasim Kamar, Odoma Bor Velo Pasim Kamar. Does that area include the well? Yeah, I mean, is that around the well, or even including the well, right? Just the entirety of the cubic space, including the well. So, Gemara says like this, right? Because Adam nosim enav, meaning what is a person? What are we concerned here? Adam nosim enav boro. Does a person focus on the pit on the well? And the problem is like this: that a karpef is something that is, what's it called, that is enclosed, but it's not for living. It's for not, without diurim, it's if not for use. It's like a nice garden or whatever. So there you have a limit. There you have a limit of what's it called? Base of sign, right? You're not allowed to have more than base of sign there. You're not allowed to carry it. So we could be concerned that if the area of the Pasi Biros is Beis Asayim plus the bor, that's bigger than Beis Asayim, right? It's bigger cubic space than this 50 by 100 Beis Asayim. So, other than those in the boro, do people going to notice the pit and the water and the well? And they're not going to get confused between a Pasi Biros and a Karpef? Odoma, or maybe Adonosim Enav Mechitza. So, or maybe the person just watches the Mechitzas. Because you're in Delman also the Chlufa Yosim Beis Asayim Mekarfeif. And therefore, you have to be Gozer, because you might be confused between the Pasi Beros and a Karpeif. And here, if you're allowing the Bor plus Beis Asayim, that's more than Beis Asayim, and you might think it's Mutter to carry in a Beis Asayim that is bigger than Mutter to carry in a Karpef, which is bigger than Beis Asayim, that's not true. So are we Gozer, Pasi Biros, Otu Beis Sosayim. Are we concerned that Atua Karpeth, that people might think that it's mutter to carry in a Karpeth, which is also bigger than Beis Sosayim? So Tashma, let's prove it. Kamehim and Kurav, and how close can you make the Pasi Biros? Kedei Rosh HaRuba Shal Parah. That's enough to get the animal to get his head and most of its body inside. Kamehim and Ruchakim, how far can they be? A filu kuraim, even more, a core, two cores, some huge area. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beis Sosayim Mutter, yes, from Beis Sosayim Aser. More than two is Mutter. Two Sa is Mutter, but more than that is Aser. So I'm the Rabbi Yehuda, so the Chazal said to Rabbi Yehuda, Iyatamuda, Bedir, Vesar, Bemukta, Vechatzer. Don't you admit, we had this Gemara a couple of times, in the case of somewhere, some Rosh Hashanah Yachid, a pen or a corral or some lot or a Chatzer. Right, you can have as much room as you want. Right, don't you agree? Don't you admit that that's true? I mean, why would you be machmir by the case of Pasi Biros? It should be no different than the Stam Chotzer. So Malahem, so you're immune to sit back to them, Zumachitzev is Elu Pasim, because by Pasi Biros you already have a tremendous kulot. Of the Pasim, you have all this paras Murba al Omeid. By the other place, okay, you have a real machitza. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, "Bor beis asayim, a beis asayim mutter." Right? If the bear itself is beis asayim, by beis asayim, so then it's mutter. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that beis asayim, the only amount of space that you get is beis asayim. Right? It has to be a square. Okay, we're going to see in a second in the Gemara. Right? It has to be two beis asa by two beis asa, meaning like 75 by 75. But either way, and the minimum space, meaning the whole concept of putting the pasi biros is so that you should be able to get the head and most of the cow inside of the space. Okay, either way, but the other thing, the Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar bor v'lo pasin. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says bor beis asayim a beis asayim mutter. Right, he said bor, right, specifically the pit, right, meaning outside of the area around it. Meaning if the pit itself, the air itself is beis asayim. So we call Rabbi Yehuda bor pasim kamar. Right, that implies Rabbi Yehuda holds. Right, again because he has a machlokas in the Mishnah. So that implies that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with him. If they're listed back to back, Rabbi Yehuda must be talking about bor upasim, because Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is saying bor velo pasim. Right, he's not including the pasi biros. So the Gemara says velo, and it's not actually a good inference because Rabbi Yehuda bor below pasim kamar. That really Rabbi Yehuda means that also bor below pasim. That you have the pit, you have the be'er. And not the pasim, meaning you're allowed to have two beis sa for the bor, right, outside of the space around it. But one second, if you're telling me they both hold the same thing, so why do you bring two shitas? Right, so why, I must be arguing about something. So the Gemara says, the case is where it's a rectangle. Right, it needs to be a square. But contra Yehuda, you can even have a rectangle for the passe biros. Okay, Kol Amar Rishim Ben Elazar says the rule Kol Avir Shadashmishal Ladira. If you have any space that is for living, right, it's people can go in and out of it or whatever. You don't have to live like put down a tent or live in a building, but anything, any open area that's for living for usage. You go dir v'sar mukta v'chatzer, like those four examples we gave before. Afilu beis chamisha korin, afilu v'asar beis asar korin motor. Right, you can have as much as you want of the space. V'chol dira shetashmisha la'avir, but if you have any place to live, which is only for the open space, meaning let's say a garden or whatever, or really more specific, it's a dira, so it has to be some sort of hut. Oh, right, I'm sorry. No, I take it back. This is what we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, where you have, let's say, a watchman's guard tower, or like a hut for a shepherd. Meaning that there's a dira, there's a living space, but it's really the purpose is not to live there, the purpose is for the outside area, for the avir, to watch something outside of the hut. So, chod dira shetashmishu the avir could go in burganin shemasada, like these burganin that we mentioned before. So then, base asayim mutar, yes, or base asayim asar, right? You're only allowed to have base sosayim. Okay, that's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Shita. Okay, that's what we talked about a couple of aspects of that, but I said before. Fine. Okay, my turn. Says the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, "If I had the Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Mefak Mefask Mafsoktan, I always get that word messed up. Mafsoktan. If there is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbi, if the Rosh Hashanah Rabbi stops, no, I'm sorry. If there's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbi between the Pasei Biros, meaning if there's a road that goes through, people are walking through the Pasei Biros." Then you sell kennel and stall them. You need to move it to the sides, meaning you're not allowed to have people walk through the pasuk biros. The chachamim moment, ain't tzarich. You don't need to. It is a question of whether foot traffic will mess up and I guess be mevatel the pasuk biros. Okay, so the Rabbi Yehuda says yes. The chachamim says no. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Dami Tarvayo, kennel dicha kochon shel mechitzos. This tells me how strong mechitzos are, that you can even be mevatel, even if you have a bajillion people walking through, that you have halachic mechitzos with the pasuk biros, and therefore it's still going to be considered a rishos hayachid. So the Gemara says, kan v'svirale, does that mean when Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar point this out, kan, here, what's the point of the Mishnah, does that mean that they hold like that Mishnah as well? Right, or they're just coming to explain the Mishnah. Right, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said that if Yushalayim did not have its doors closed, it would be Rishus Rabim, right? Because you have so many people walking through. Right, so apparently he holds that walking through will, you know, make something into Rishus Rabim, will nullify it. I mean, the only reason Yushalayim is not Rishus Rabim because they close it off. So Elakan Velos really. Rather, it must be that they're just explaining the Mishnah, but they don't actually hold like that. For Rami Derbi Yudah Derbi Yudah, Rami Derabanan, and we have a Stira in the Shita. So again, the Stira and the Shita is in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yudah holds that foot traffic does move on to Allah, does make something into a Shusar Abim, even though you tried to close it off. And the Chacham saying foot traffic does not. So we have a Stira in their Shita. It's the time, yeah, like Velan Derbi. So again, the Gemara we've quoted before. Yes, or okay, now Rabbi Yudah, Misha Hayelo Shnei Batim. More than this, what's the more than this? Hold on, it's coming, it doesn't quote it here. I forget already. Okay, I'm not sure, I forgot. Sorry, I'm gonna have to look that up. Yeah, we had it at the beginning of Sefta, no? Yeah, and the Vav and the Fibet. Okay, fine. Tzarech, and I forget. But okay, either way, it's not so crucial. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Misha Hayalo Shnei Batim, Mishnei Tzidi Rishus Harabim, somebody who had two houses on either side of the Rishus Harabim, also Lecha Mikano, Lecha Mikano, Korah Mikano, Korah Mikano. You can make some sort of Lechi or Korah, Venose, Venotein, Be'emza, right? If you put a Lechi and a Korah on both sides, so then you can carry between the houses. So Amar Lo, Chacham said back to him, Ein Ma'arvim Rishus Harabim Bekach. The Chacham said, you can't have an Eruv in the Rishus Rabim like this. Right? Again, that seems to imply that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though there's a ton of foot traffic, if you have a Lechi Nekorah, then it's fine. The Rabbanan say, no, what do you mean? The foot traffic will mess it up. Right? That's the reverse of their Shitas in the Mishnah. Kasha de Rabbi Yehuda, de Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha de Rabbanan, de Rabbanan. So the Gemara explains, no, de Rabbi Yehuda, lo Kasha. Right? There's no Stir in Rabbi Yehuda, because Hasam Dika Shtim Lechitzos, Maliyasa. Right there, by the case of the houses, right, what do you have? You have two proper mechitzas. You have the facade of each house on both sides. So that's going to be, that's different. That's fine. I mean, that's already helps you. Hacha lekesh te mechitzas here, Malia. So here, all you have is pasi biros, therefore we're going to be extra machmir, and the foot traffic will cancel it out. The Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, nami lo kasha, and there's no steer in the Rabbanan shita, because hacha ika sham arba mechitzos. Because the pasi biros is better than the case of the two houses on either side, because now you got four halachic mechitzos. But also, Lecha Sham Dal Mechitzos there, you only got two. And what are you doing? You put a Lecha and Korah, so there, Chachamim will say that the foot traffic messes it up. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eretz Yisrael in Chayevan Alem, Hashem Rishus Harabim. It said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, there is no Rishus Harabim in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, what does that mean? Yes, Rav Dimi, Kamalei, Lahash Maitzah, Rav Dimi was saying this word over. Amalei, by the Rav Dimi, my time on. He said, what's the reason? So, Ilei Mefiel Tamim, Mishon Demakifla, Solma, Ditzur. If you'll tell me that Mehach Gisa, if you'll tell me that there's a mountain on one side, right on the Jordanian side, who Mach Tana de Gader Mehach Gisa, and you have the Gader on the other side, what is that? Mach Tana de Gader, I forget already. I thought he was going to say the Yam, some reason I remember that he's saying, okay, I'm not sure. Okay, I would imagine it's talking about the yam on the other side. Or maybe they're talking about up top and down below. Maybe like the machtesh and up in the mountains on the other on top. I'm not sure. Right? Rashi says already, Morid Taritz Amuk Yutrachim Rachav Dalit Saviv Eretz Yisrael. That there's some sort of, I guess the machtesh maybe is referring to that there's a ditch almost. I don't know what else to call it, but that's Yud Tvachim and four Tvachim wide at least, and that goes outside all of your Eretz Yisrael on the other side, meaning it's surrounded by geographical machitzas, right? You have geographical machitzas on all sides. So if that's the reason, that's why Eretz Yisrael is not considered to be Rishus HaRabim, so Bavel Nami Makif, Bavel Nami, so too in Bavel, Makif Pras Mehagisa V'Diglas Mehagisa. Right, you have a couple of rivers on both sides. You also have geographical mechitzas. So, you know, why don't you say that about Bavel as well? So Gemara says, if you're going to do that, so Dekuli Alma Nami Makif, Okeanos. Well, the whole world has oceans around it. If you tell me that that will make something into not Rishus HaRabim, you never have Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, Dilma Milos Umorodos Kama. So maybe, so they said that they're talking about the ups and downs, meaning the Eretz Yisrael has a lot of mountains, it's like they have ups and downs. If you look at Rashi, Ein She'ein Chayevan Alehem Mishum Rishus HaRabim, Delo Nicha Drisa Ditu Velo Havi Rishus HaRabim. Because it's harder to travel in Eretz Yisrael. Right? All you need to do is drive down. I guess drive up for that matter as well, but driving up and driving down, driving anywhere really in Eretz Yisrael for a long period of time, you have to go around this mountain and over this mountain and through this tunnel and over here and down there, down to Yericho, make a right, go down. It's not so posh, it's not so easy to travel so much in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe that why it was specific to Eretz Yisrael, because other places you'll have, let's say highways or whatever that could meet the requirements of Rishus HaRabim. Amalei Kerkafna. So Rav Dimi said that by Kerkafta, that was like a praise. That was a heaping praise on top of him. Chazisi the Reishich Bein Amudei Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan LaHashmaitza. You must have been in attendance. You must have been between the pillars, literally, when Rabbi Yochanan said this, because that's exactly what he meant. Idmar Nami was also said Ki Asa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rami La Rabbi Yiva Amar Rabbi Yochanan Malos Umarodos Shabaretz Yisrael. Ain chayevin aleihem mishon rishus harabim. Again, it's with the mountain, with all the mountains and the ups and downs in Yerushalayim, he's not going to be chayev for rishus harabim. The visha ainan kedigle hamidbar, because they are not like the encampment in the midbar, again, which was flat. So again, mistama that again, there's a whole discussion. It's at halacha. Obviously, don't take this la halacha. There is a whole discussion about la halacha, what exactly constitutes rishus harabim. We may have discussed it before, whether you need a shishim ribo, or you need, has to be 16 amos across, or you have to be mefulash on both sides, or some combination of those. All right, okay, so it seems, again, if you're taking the strict comparison from the Degalim and the Midbar, so that would mean you're not going to have that in Eretz Yisrael, because you don't have so much flat land, really, as much as they had. Okay, fine. Vayter. Bo minei rechava mei rava. Tel hamislaket asara mitoch arba v'rabim bokim bo. Again, we mentioned this concept of a tel hamislaket asara mitoch arba. If you have a little mound, if you have an incline, and it's going up, and the measurement, it's steep enough that it goes 10 tefachim high within 4 amos of length. So it's now gone from 0 to 10 tefachim within 4 amos. But we have rabim bokim bo. But you have a lot of people traveling on this road. So, chayev v'alav mishus v'rabim o ein chayev v'alav. Right? Does that count as mishus v'rabim or not? I mean, does it have to be flat? Can it be going up and down? Right? Because again, theoretically, this tel hamislaket could be a mechitza. Right? It's 10x4. It could be its own rishos or whatever. So, Gemara says like this. Meaning alibid the rabbanan lo tibay lecha. You know, meaning the kasha is not good according to the rabbanan. Because hashta ma hasam denicha tashmishe, because by the Mishnah, when people, again, what's the case? Where you have people are walking through the Pasi Biros, and the Chachamim are going to say, the Gemara says, Amri Rabbanan lo asu rabim mevatel la mechitza, the Rabbanan are going to say that the mechitza is not mevatel, so avadol lo nicha tashmishe lo koshigen. So certainly over here, where it's harder to travel up this road, so certainly it's not going to be Rishus Rabbim. So ki tibadacha, the question is simply, Alibi Rabbi Yehuda. Who says that Pasi Biros is messed up by by foot traffic. So here, let's say it's more difficult to travel. The road is on an incline, you're on a mountain, or whatever it is. So is that going to mess up the Pasi Beros or not? So Gemara says, my. Sorry, the question is still going, yeah? My Hasamu Danicha Tashmish, by over there by the Pasi Beros when it's flat, so that's easy to travel, so then the, you know, the foot traffic will be mevatel the mechitzos. We're not going to be mevatel because it's difficult for the public to get through. So maybe it makes no difference, right? If people are going, right, maybe it doesn't matter how hard people are walking, right? How hard they're exerting themselves to travel through the mechitzos. So Amar Leis, so Rava spoke to Rachva, chayav, right? You are chayav for carrying there. Meaning that it is mevatel, that it is mevatel the mechitzas. So afilu olin lo bechavel. What about if it's like a mountain drop that you need to go up the road by holding onto a rope? Right, I guess it's very, very steep. Right, you're taking a tuyul on the, I don't know, on the jilaboon or whatever it is on a crazy mountain hike. So the Amar Leih in, yeah, that's true. If you really do have that many people traveling, so then that's going to mess up. Afilu miles base maron. What about the steps of base maron, which is also super, super high? You had to travel one by one. Where do I know that from? Is it from Rashi over here? Yeah. It's Kufin Me'odu Malach Etzorim Malachem Bazeh Chazeh Velo Shnayim Yachad. You couldn't even fit two people together on that treacherous road. So I'm relaying in, yes, that if you do have, people are walking there and they really are traveling there, even though it's very, very difficult, that will still mess up a mechitza. Okay, so Rachva said to Rava, well, hold on one second, Esve, Chatzer Sharab, Nechnasim La Bazu, Viotzen Bazu, right? If you have a Chatzer that people go in and out, meaning from different sides of the Chatzer, so Rosh Hashanah La Tuma, Rosh Hashanah Yachad HaShabbos, right? That's Rosh Hashanah for Hilchos Tuma, right? Again, we said Suffolk Tuma, Rosh Hashanah is Tahor, and Suffolk Tuma b'Rishus HaYochid is Tame, so therefore it's considered Rishus HaRabin the Tuma, meaning anything found there with Suffolk would be Tahor. Rishus HaYochid, but it's Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos, right? So it's considered Rishus HaYochid even though people are walking through, right, for Shabbos. So Gemara says, money, who is this? Who's the author of this brisa? So Ilay Merabbanan, if you tell me through Rabbanan, Zuma Hasim Denicha Tashmishay Merabbanan Lawas Yabim Vatle Mechitzda, that can't be, because it, by the case of Pasi Biros, when they have the masses walking through, and they don't say that it's mevatel mechitza. So hachad lo nicha tashmishay the kosher gain. Certainly over here, where it's kind of hard to get through the chatzer, right? It's not so easy to get through a chatzer. At least it's not as easy as possibly Ros. So certainly over here, they're not going to say that the foot traffic is mevatel the mechitza the chatzer and turning into rishus harab. They're going to say it's still a rishus harabim. So. No, meaning it's definitely Rishus HaYochid, but obviously you don't need to teach me this again, because obviously the Chacham will hold that it's Rishus HaYochid. I mean, what's the Chiddush of telling me that it's Rishus HaYochid even though people are walking through it? Elolav Rabbi Yehuda, rather it must be Rabbi Yehuda, and that's a stira, because you told me that in any case, even if it's difficult to walk through, right, it's going to be foot traffic will nullify mechitza. But here we see that if they go through a chatzer, it's not nullifying mechitza, it's still Rishus HaYochid. So Gemara says, lo olam Rabbana. Right? No, really, this is the Rabbanan Shita. You don't need to teach me that because it's obvious from the previous Mishnah. No, right? The whole concept is that you need the Chiddush is here, that you have to tell me that it's Rosh Hashanah for Hilchos Tumah. You might have thought it's Rosh Hashanah Yochid, just like it is by Hilchos Shabbos, therefore Kamash Malan, and Bresha says that it's Rosh Hashanah. And it's going to be Tahor if you find Safik Tumah inside that Chatzer. Tashma, I'll bring you another proof. Mavos, Mavulashos, Mavboros, Mavsichin, Uvmaros. If you have a mavui that's mafulash, if you have a mavui that's open on both sides, and you have it going through, right, it's not just a road, but it's going through pits and cisterns and caves. So Rishus HaYochid, the Shabbos Rishus HaRabim L'Tumah, same halacha, it's Rishus HaYochid on Shabbos, it's Rishus HaRabim for Tumah. So the Gemara says, B'boros L'Chadaytach, well, how could it be that you have, one second, before we get to the kasha, how could you have a mavui exit into a pit, right? You fall through, So sakadaita, meaning ela laboros rishus hayachid b'shabbos, rishus harabim l'tumah. That is talking about the boros themselves. It's talking about the is that the pshat? Hold on 1 second. I was trying to read Rashi and explain how that's not what I just said. Sheish bor barosho echad. Ah, v'safa achas kitzara mahalachin sham adshe over. Okay, meaning the Gemara's Havamina, when it said boros, how could you have a mavui in a pit? Sorry, meaning it's not that you had a mavui in a pit. This Gemara explains that there's a pit at the end of the mavui, but you can walk around it. So okay, either way, but regardless, hey, it's not so easy to walk through this mavui. So money, who's the author of this brisa? Ilim Rabbanan, if you'll tell me it's the Rabbanan. So hashto ma hasam denichat hashmishay, same question. Amri lo asu rabim vatlay lo, hacha delo nichat hashmishay lo koshkein. Right, if you tell me that we're in a case where it's easy to travel through, the foot traffic is not going to be mevatal lechitza, so certainly over here where it's harder to get through, it's not going to be mevatal. You don't need to teach me that. So Rabbi Yehuda, rather, the author of the brisa must be Rabbi Yehuda, right, who teaches me that it's considered to be the foot traffic is not going to be mevatal it. So the Gemara says, really, lolam rabbanan, really, it's the rabbanan shita. And didn't you tell me this halacha earlier in the price we learned on Amud Aleph, or I guess the Mishnah rather? So the Gemara answers, no, same answer. The whole kasha, the whole reason, not the whole kasha, the whole reason we bought this price is to teach me that it's considered to be Rosh Hashanah Rabbin for Tuma. Tashma, another proof. Shvile base Gilgul. For the path of what's it called? Of the paths in Beis Gilgul, where Rashi says that they had a lot of it was not so flat. It was a lot of ups and downs. The Kayotzi Bayan and something similar, stuff that's similar to that. Rishus Yochid the Shabbos, Rishus Rabban the Tumah, same idea. It's Rishus Yochid on Shabbos, Rishus Rabban for Hilchos Tumah. Again, Veizu Shvile Beis Gilgul. What is that? So Amrei B'Dibei Rav Yane Kol She'in Ha'Ever Yochol Lital Sa Shalchitin Ve'Yorotz Lefnei Sradtiot. Any case where it's so hard to run up it that a servant can't take a saw of chitin of wheat and run it up before, you know, at the behest of an officer. Meaning it's a difficult road to travel. So we do the same back and forth, right? We had this three times, yeah? Money, who's the author of this price? Ilei mir rabbanan, if you tell me it's rabbanan, hashtu ma hasam denichat hashmishay, amir rabbanan lo asu rabbanan vat l'machitza. So hachanami, hacha delo nichat hashmishay lo kol shigain. So right, el lav Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that the author is Rabbi Yehuda. So amalei, no, shvili beis Gilgul kamarta, you can't prove anything from the paths of beis Gilgul, because Yeshua oev Yisrael haya. Right, Yeshua loved Am Yisrael, and therefore Amar v'tikin lahem d'rochem v'sratya kol hecha d'nichat hashmishay masra l'rabin. Right, therefore he made roads and highways for them, and wherever it was easy to travel, right, he made it to Shusar Rabin kol hecha d'lo nichat hashmishay masra l'yachim. Wherever it wasn't easy to travel, so he didn't make it to Shusar Rabin, he gave it to a single individual. So the base Gilgul is not a Shusar Rabin, it's a Shusar Yachid. It's owned by Yechidim. So therefore, you can't bring a proof from that whatsoever. And we do not really have a good solid proof against what Rav had said, that you know, that even if it's difficult for people to travel, that's still going to be mevatel the mechitzos. Okay, Shkoya Kodar Ravosai, Uvavaita, and the Hele Yashas tomorrow.